Seli ubonile na okusemaphepha ndabeni namuhla. Iphepha ndaba le Herald lithi umongameli emasoni Mnangagwa uzakhokela umkhosi wokupha iVictoria Falls isithunzi sedolobho elikhulu namuhla. Iphepha ndaba le Chronicle lona lithi kuluntombazana oleminyaka elithumi lambili otshaywe ngumuntu ogula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngelitshe eGweru wafa. Luntombazana obeku grade 7 ubezihambela evela esikolo lapho asukelwe khona ngumuntu lo obikwa ehlala emangcwabeni. Soku isikati senu balaleli lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho iloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Sanibonani basakazi abahle, khuluma lo Ngwenya la eGoli. Ngisemsebenzini nje njengamanje, niyaphila kodwa nonke. Sibona unyaka usuphela, kuloke kunzima konje nomkhuhlane ungathi ufuna ukuqala phansi, kodwa ke siyakhuleka ukuthi ngathi ungahamba kwehle bakithi. Sinesifiso sesokuyabona abazali ney'ngane zethu ekhaya le, ngoba nje sesihlala egangeni njengenyamazana, kodwa siyafisa ukuthi ke siyefika ekhaya. Futhi ke ngiyakhuleka kuyo yonke imuli yeZimbabwe, amagumbi amanomhlaba, ukuthi uNkulunkulu ingathi ngahamba bathinte ngesandla sakhe somusa. Abafisa ukuya emakhaya baphumelele futhi babuye babuye, ngoba vele sesiphila la, asinakho okunye esingabambelela kukho. Ngiyabonga.
Mina ngikhuluma ngokhupha uMvundla, ngibuye omsedi ekhezi emaphisa. Abaningi bangazi kakhulu uma ngiqamba indawo nale mina ngokhuphe. Ya, kokuqala siyayuza sifuna ukuvota kwe-America, kwavotwa kahle sibili. Hayi, kangeni undoda laye ela abona ukuthi uthinteka kanjani, ela ubona ukuthi uthinta njani undoda. Anti uvotelwe ngabantu, bemvotela ukuthi bamthanda, like abona ukuthi usekelo lwakho abantu ukuthi bamsekele, like abona ukuthi wenzani uyathinta njengakade khona, ethinte ayidlule lokhu kade kukhona. Ya, hayi, thina kula nje singayikhuluma okuningi kakhulu. Thina siyabonga ukuvota kwakho kube kuhle vele. Noma udliwe kuyafana noma iboring angena emgaba yathi ayingena, kodwa abantu bebona ukuthi ingene emgaba.
Sanibonani injani kwi-Studio 7. Ukungena kukaJoe Biden akula change enkulu okungayibisa pertaining to ubudlelwano be-America leZimbabwe, because in terms of America's foreign policy, America has got what I can call a straight jacket foreign policy. It's not influenced much about ukuthi ngubani obusayo, but ukuthi the policy yabo if it's put in place. UBiden yeba ngabuya le mbono mhlawumbe, but alikho ithemba futhi. So okungasiza nje yikuthi kwakhona njengelizwe kulandele lokho ama-recommendations awaphiwayo. For example, ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu, phatha kuhle abantu, good governance. Kungalungisiswa khona, then sibone ukuthi kwakhona ama-sanctions lawo angakhitshwa yini. Kodwa nxa kuyikuthi khona njengelizwe lathi asifisa ukuqondisa khona, kuza kuba nzima ukuthi ubudlelwano bethu lelizwe le-America bulungisiseke ngoncuba okhulumayo.
Salibonani maZimbabwe amahle. Mina ngesikhalo mayelana nephathi namaphathi aphilisayo. Ngicela ukuthi ngiyacabanga upresident wethu Chamisa esithi uhamba enyaweni zikankomo, uhamba enyaweni zikatsongirane. Bengikhangelela ukuthi ngakuba lemfundiso phakathi kwamaphathi ukuthi akumelanga bakhethe uhlobo olulodwa lube yilo olukhokhelayo eZimbabwe. Kungani abanye abantu basetshenziswa njenge-WEMC yokubamba into ezadliwa ngabanye abantu, i-WEMC sifa. Isizwe esikamthwakazi khanya siyabuyisela emuva. Angikwazi ukuthi kubangelwa yini. Sikhangela ngesikhathi umgabe eqaliselwa Nkomo, uJoshua Nkomo wabuyiselwa emuva waba ngu-vice president wesithathu, ngendlela yokuthi nxa kukhulunywa kuthiwa amaprovinsi emaNdebeleni malutshwane, kube kathi akumelanga sikhangele ngalokho. Kumele sikhangele ukuthi indlela ezabambanisa abantu sikhiphe izanuphiyefu. Sibona uTsvangirai bathi beqalisile ukuzeni uGibson waba nguvayisi, but khathe sifungani kathi sebelandelana bodwa abanye bethu bebuhlobo wani, vice president, president. Yebo, olesimene abathembakalanga, mina njama mbathenga ngamuthembanga, kodwa bakhona abanye esiNdebeleni abangaba luthatha indawo kaGibson baba nguvice president.
Bobe kungabalaleli bestudio 7 abasithumele imilayezo yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo yesithi 001 202 465 0318.